Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gallery of the Mind. This is my 9th podcast. My name is Walter Pierce. Years ago, I had a dream of a moonlit alley with pictures on both sides of the walls. There was a shadowy figure that could lead you into these pictures. Tonight, I will lead you into those pictures. And together, we shall create a dream. So sit back and close your eyes. The only thing you'll need is your imagination. You find yourself in a lighthearted mood tonight. You are in the mood for an adventure. You hear murmurs as you look to an alley full of people. There are paintings on the walls. Some people are admiring them. Those people seem frozen like statues. You make your way through the crowd to a picture that seems different from the rest. It is a painting that has panels like a comic book. Each panel has the same man looking bored. In the midst of unbelievable scenes. The name of the picture is I Saw a Dragon. You focus on the first panel.
I saw a dragon. I saw a dragon as I walked along. He was boldly mighty and terribly strong. With sooty claws, yet demons rent. Unaffected I came, unaffected I went. When I was climbing a mountain tall, with heaves the great earth and mountain began to quake. But never was there worry that I would fall. I sighed, climbed up, but never did I shake. I went to see the wonders of the world. That's when I met the most beautiful girl. But in her I saw not one thing rare. So calm I looked on, with neither awe nor care. I went to a golden realm few have known. Here was a king, winged lions as slaves. They roared glory to him and kissed his throne. Bored I stood, unaffected, unamazed. Nothing touches me, this is very true. Nothing can, with the exception of you.
You can't help but to smile as you find yourself standing in front of the picture again. You feel like someone is watching you. It is a man watching you enjoy the picture. If you like that one, look at this one, he says. He points to a picture on your left side. It is a picture of a magical landscape with jewels in the air. It is a picture where there are unicorns and rainbows and knights riding on white horses. And there are people, regular people, strewn about with big, goofy smiles on their faces. The people seem to be in various dance poses. The picture is named Magic.
Magic. Jeweled light danced within the trees, and birds sang with joyous mirth. Friendship reigned across all seas, and love engulfed the earth. The world was given a new spring, so all the children ran to play. God gave the sky
a rainbow ring, and angels sang songs all the day. The whole world danced as dreams came true, as every wish was granted. I stood smiling in the rainbow's hue, and I saw the land become enchanted. All the heroes saved their queens, and evil was banished from the land. Unicorns romped in the ravines, and heaven was bestowed to man. Before all this, your love to me you bid. Then all this happened, though it never really did.
Someone bumps into you, and you are brought back out of the dream. You look and see that it is a little girl that has collided with you. She takes your hand and pulls you through the crowd. She pulls you to a painting. It is a painting of an angel holding a scroll. And there is a little girl trying to reach up to the paper to see what is written on it. Suddenly, you realize that the girl in the painting may look exactly like the one leading you. You can't see her face clearly, so you move forward towards the painting. Strangely, you notice that your body is still as you enter the art.
The Angel's Poem. There he was, the man so many had pinned their hopes on. I didn't understand it all when I was a child. I still don't understand it all now, though I will never forget the day I first saw him, the day he went to set things straight. I got up early that morning with a haunting dream that I couldn't quite remember, a dream about finding a rabbit. My mother had abruptly woken me, so the dream was fuzzy, but I remembered that it was strange. I forgot the dream and hurriedly got dressed. Everybody in town was supposed to go and hear the mayor speak. He was going to make a speech about the man that was going to go to our sister kingdom and alter the holy writing given to our two kingdoms by the angel of God. When the angel spoke the words to the leaders of our ancestors, the leader of our sister nation copied the words incorrectly. Our Lord Jesus' angel said that we must conquer other nations and bring them to knowledge of Him. Our sister nation, using their flawed text, said that this was blasphemy and that our text was flawed. They just couldn't understand the importance of salvation. Lives must be given and taken to further the cause of God. Somehow, the words of their text were really garbled. Our transcription was quite clear on the subject. We followed the law of the angel's poem and converted many nations. All the nations we conquered now follow God. Our sister nation is blind to the good that we have done. We cannot force them to follow our tenets, since they already follow the same God. So, now we've come up with a wonderful plan to set things straight. Simply kill the blasphemous priests who interpret their holy writing and change the writing. Their nation was still quite small, so this would be no problem. The man elected to do this had trained for many years on the customs of our sister country. Today was the big day that he was leaving to do God's work. He just happened to be from our state, so we were giving him a hero's send-off. He looked so young and strong then, the complete opposite of how he looked now. The only thing familiar on his face was that sad look that he had, the look he brought back the day he returned. The day he returned, there was no celebration for him. He hadn't changed the words of the holy writing of our sister nation. He hadn't changed a thing. The people of our town stared at him and spoke of his failure. He never winced at their words. He was like a statue with a sad countenance, a look that was as immutable as it was permanent. The sight of him always brought back that dream I had had on the first day that I had seen him, the dream in which I had found a rabbit. The rabbit seemed normal at first, but then it turned into some sort of monster. It had a cylindrical body with a square head. It also had very sharp claws and teeth, which scared me senseless. In the dream, I threw the thing down and tried to run away from it. I was afraid that it would follow me, so I got some books and threw them on top of the creature. I hoped that this would kill the creature, but it didn't. The creature's head emerged from under the books, and it began to extricate the rest of its body. I was frozen with fear as I watched it free itself from those books. Finally, it had only one leg to free before it would come and get me. I stood there in bewilderment as it seemed unable to free its final leg. I feared that it would finally free its last leg. Then a voice entered my dream and it said, "Like a man who must do penance, it is trapped forever." That is when I was awoken by my mother. The dream never made sense, but it was always associated with the day that I first saw this man, the man who had failed his country and his God. I only saw him a couple of times around town after he returned. No one spoke to him, and he didn't speak to anyone else. I assume this continued up till now, because there he stood completely alone, leaning against a post. I don't know why, but I felt compelled to go and speak to him. I had to find out what had happened in our sister nation. I had heard that he had killed their holy leaders and had the perfect opportunity to correct their holy writings, but didn't. I walked up to him and said hello, but he did not answer. In fact, there was no sign that he even heard me. He just stared off blankly. I don't know why, but I suddenly began to tell him my dream. I told him the dream that had haunted me since my youth. I told him, and the whole dream played in my mind. I told him, and I felt that somehow destiny was being fulfilled. I told him the entire dream. I told him and then said, "Why is it trapped?" I'm not quite sure if he answered me or not. I didn't see his lips move. What I heard could have only been the wind. It was almost inaudible, but I think I heard the words, "Because it believes." I never got the chance to ask again, because that is when the shot rang out. Everything seemed to move in slow motion. I saw the hatred in the eye of the killer and the grimace on the face of his victim. The killer did not run. He just stood there, and so did I. I watched the scene with a strange detachment akin to a dream completely filled with silence. There was not a sound uttered as the victim fell. There were only the questions that filled my mind. Could our whole society have been wrong? Could such hatred spring from good? Maybe it was our text that was transcribed wrong. Oh, Lord, maybe it was our text. As he fell, my eyes caught his for the last time, and I knew his burden. Somehow, I knew why he had not changed the text. Somehow, I knew that our holy text was not wrong. Somehow, I knew why he had been silent. Somehow I knew. Somehow I knew that both texts were the same.
Welcome back, everyone. The Angel's Poem is one of my favorite stories. The next poem is one of my favorites also. It's the poem from 2 months ago. It's dedicated to my wife. It's called Soft Summer Snow. I hope you like it as much as I do. Soft summer snow. If beauty blew a wish, then flowers would grow, and we would share a kiss in the soft summer snow. Brown would be green, and the rivers would be gold, and so would my dreams, if you I could hold. So sing to a bird, then let it fly away, in hopes to meet me in the middle of a day. And if, by chance, it sings to me its wish, I'll plant a rose in hopes of a kiss. And we'll know that it's love as we watch it grow, while other plants die in the soft summer snow. That music was Frost Waltz by Kevin MacLeod. There is a woman standing next to you in the gallery. She has a puzzled look on her face. She is staring at a picture. She has not entered it. You turn to the picture and see that it is entitled A Mystery. It is a picture of a triangle. In the center of that triangle is a dot. The dot is shiny. Each side of the triangle is broken. Each line is missing a segment at its center. The feathery light from the dot is shining through the holes. Your mind toys with the scene.
A Mystery. There is a story of a bird that was filled with love. The love was so strong that it became a living flame. The flame and the bird burned together harmoniously in an irresistible ecstasy, as they are no longer alone and all is there. They burn until there seems to only be ashes left, and from the ashes emerges a young bird. Some say that that is the story of the phoenix. Some say that that is the story of immortality. Some say that that is the story of love. And some say that that is the mystery of God.
Welcome back. Okay, here we are at the point of the show where I give you the picture and the music, and you use your own imagination. So, keep your eyes closed and just imagine. You walk through the gallery, glancing at various paintings. Step around a group of people. You step closer to the wall. As you do, your arm grazes one of the paintings, so you grab it to steady it. As you do, a wave of fear goes through you. You look at the picture, and it is of a lone man on the beach. There is such a look of terror in his eyes. And there is a woman with a wicked smile draped around his shoulders, whispering something in his ear. You are immersed in the scene. Your heart is beating kind of fast as you return to the gallery. You immediately turn your head away. You are a bit on edge. So the next picture startles you a bit. It is a picture of a statue with two heads. The title of it is Create, O Sons of Belial. Well, here we are again at the end of the show. I hope that you enjoyed everything tonight. And I may have an announcement to make next month. So please join me here and you'll get to meet my sister. Okay, the final picture. You see a picture hanging on the wall. It is a picture of a circle. And it too gives a rush of emotions to you. It's emotions of fear and hate and vengeance. The title of the picture is The Magic Circle. The emotions enwrap you and engulf you, and suddenly you are part of this story. Well, that's it, everyone. Those last two pieces of music were Opium and One of Them, both by Kevin MacLeod. I'll see you all next month. Have a good 4 weeks. See you later. Bye.